And finally on this week's show, we head to Austria. Vienna is an exceptionally clean city, but it's not boring, sterile cleanliness. The city's rubbish collectors go about their business with fun and gusto. In fact, it's the most popular department within the city council. Monocle's Alexei Korolyov asks why they're so successful.
They dress brightly, they make jokes, they even have a band. These are the 48er, the 48ers, Vienna's rubbish collectors.
In other cities, I think the people who clear the trash away have no identity. They're quite anonymous. But in Vienna, it's a beautiful thing that they are very charismatic. They take their job very seriously. The city is very clean. But at the same time, they hang out after work with a sausage and a beer and greet everybody. And they have great marketing. They are the most liked group on Facebook of any part of Vienna City Council. So more than the culture department or the education department, people love their Müllmen, the rubbish collectors.
Eugene Quinn is a British-born urban activist and tour guide living and working in Vienna.
So on my tour of Vienna's ugliest buildings, I wear a pair of trousers which come from the MA48, the part of Vienna's city council which deals with rubbish. Yeah, I mean, I wear the trousers partly because I love the idea of playing with identity. And if you walk around the city in those luminous orange, you know, high visibility pants, then you belong to a different group than I'm not necessarily a working class hero myself. I'm at walking tours and social dining projects. But as soon as I put on those trousers, I'm greeted by all of these rubbish department. And other people maybe judge me slightly differently.
My name is Ulrike Volk. I'm working for the MA48. And MA48 is the institution within the city of Vienna, which is responsible for waste prevention, separate collection, street cleaning, vehicle fleet we have, and also for lost and found. So it's a very big working task we have to fulfill for the city of Vienna, for the Viennese people.
And it is, of course, one of the more fun departments within the city of Vienna. Why is that? What makes it so colourful? I mean, first of all, the orange uniforms, but there's more than that.
First of all, we have really, really cool workers. They are very proud of the job, and everybody loves them, likes them. They're the heroes for children, and because of their colour of the uniform, it's orange for security reasons. You see it very easily within the city. Waste is not a very sexy topic. And our task is to change people's behavior, that they don't throw waste on the floor, on the ground. And on the other side, that the waste, what we have at home, collected separately. And as it is not very sexy, we try to be very humorous. We are cool people. Like, for example, the garbage bins, they have stickers on them with cool wording slogans. We were also the first ones who printed big poo.
Yeah, dog poo.
Dog poo on big advertisement scales. And we did things other people wouldn't
dare to do that,
of course.
But it's not just funny slogans and music groups. The MA48 also runs a highly popular community festival called Mistfest.
We started about 30 years ago. There was a school project, and at the end of this school project, they said, okay, we say thank you for the pupils, and we made a party for them, but also with entertainment and information. And that was a really, really small, there were just a couple of hundred people. Then we decided to make it again after 2 years or whatever, and now it's a really, really big 2 days lasting party every year in September. It's always on a weekend. Altogether, about 30,000 people come each year on these 2 days. And at this Mistfest, it's the waste party translated, the Viennese people can come for free. And there, they get lots of information, but not just a folder or whatever we put into their hands. No, we try to work together with them. We can make a quiz. We make little games with the children. They're coming. And we have a big flea market there with good stuff. It shows waste prevention, for example. But, and that's what the good thing is, we're also making a party. Mm. We combine information with party. So they have a reason to come there, and we get the opportunity to get in touch with lots of people who normally maybe not deal about waste, and then we can motivate them to be part of the system and that they understand why they should participate, why they should prevent waste, why they should collect separately and stuff like that.
There's certainly a thing or two that other cities can learn from Vienna about rubbish, but there is something they can't copy. Eugene Quinn again.
Well, there's a kind of working class heroes tradition in Vienna. It is a socialist city in a conservative country. I think there's something, yeah, noble and worthy about that idea that every job is valuable, because Vienna's a city full of people who don't like their work very much and who make it very clear that they don't really want to help you or serve you. And then to come across people who are doing a very unglamorous job, who really take it very seriously and who do it very well, is refreshing and modern somehow. Working class heroes.
For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.